Andy Holdings Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill. Andy Holding looking at eight races for you at Naas this Sunday, September the 30th. And of course, we've got group action for you in the shape of the Lambrow Stakes at 2:55, the Renaissance Stakes at 4 o'clock, and probably the pick of the action is the two-year-old contest at 5:05, which is the Berriford Stakes over a mile. So we're going to learn quite a bit for the future. Of course, Saxon Warrior took that race last year for Aidan O'Brien, and he's got three runners to try and repeat the dose this season. We begin, however, with a two-year-old contest, of which we've got no form whatsoever in the 150. So, obviously, market moves are going to be very significant. As always is the case in these races, Aidan O'Brien has got the favourite in the shape of Magna Gratia, colt by Invincible Spirit, who's been fairly well found in the market, ran about the 5-2 mark. But given that Aidan O'Brien's horses often need the run, it's not always the case, but you'd probably go skint back in them for a pound stake at short prices over the years, then you probably want to be looking elsewhere. And there's a good word going around for this Tronky, trained by Dermot Well. Dermot's had a fairly quiet season off the back of another disappointing turnout the previous year, but he's had one or two better successes, and some of his two-year-olds look quite nice prospects for next season. And this colt by Warfront apparently has been doing quite nicely at home, and he's related to some very useful horses as well in their own right, such as Together and Jan Vamia. It's also quite noticeable that this horse has entered in next year's Derby, so connections clearly feel as though he's fairly useful. And he's certainly the one that's attracted most of the attention anyway in the markets this morning. Right, moving on to the stuff I do know about, or supposedly anyway. And we deal with the first group races of the day, and it comes in the shape of the Well Park Stakes for the fillies. And we've got a decent turnout as well, 8 runners go to post, but I've got no hesitation in putting up Trithias here as my best bet of the day. She's my napper. I'm really, really keen on this filly. Even if she doesn't win today, it wouldn't be the end of the world, because there's a ready-made excuse, really, because it's 7 furlongs. I think this horse is going to be decent when she gets a mile and upwards next year. She could easily be a classic contender. And on the evidence of what we saw last time out at Leopardstown, she certainly should be up to this class, because she was badly drawn at Leopardstown, and as usual aficionados know, at that Dublin-based track, if you're too far back from a wide draw, turn into the home straight, you've got zero chance of getting anywhere near the leaders. This horse, with only one behind it with 3 furlongs to run, somehow managed to finish fourth behind Stabber Companion Sparkle and Joy. But it was a tremendous effort by this filly, who'd gone there off the back of a very convincing display at the Curragh in a maiden win, lowering the colours of a horse called Pink Dodgewood, who was gambled off the boards that day for the Aidan O'Brien stable. And that horse has gone on to win by 7 wickets next time out at Gowran Park. So that run alone there on the 31st of August suggests that she's a pattern race filly. Now, obviously, she's up against Hermosa, who, if you just look at the form book specifically, she's going to be quite difficult to beat here, and probably is a worthy favourite, because she was already third in a Group 1 behind Skitter Scatter, who has, of course, advertised that form quite a few times this season. And Lady Kaya certainly ran well enough at Newmarket the other day to suggest that Hermosa's got a pretty obvious chance. But, like I say, I'm a big fan of Trithias, and I'll be disappointed, despite the 7 furlongs probably still being on the short side for her, not taking this Weld Park Stakes here this afternoon. On to the 2:55 then, which is a Group 3 for the older horses. In the dark with quite a few of these, to be perfectly honest, because not many of them have stayed the trip. This Falcon 8, I've been really impressed with him. He's certainly got the run style to suggest that he'll stay the trip. He was very strong in the finish when we last saw him in August, staying on too strongly for a couple of useful horses in the shape of Light Pillar and Legal Spin. But to be fair, this is a step up in class, and you know, he is up against several that know the way around these kind of events, such as Twilight Payment, who is probably the most consistent horse in these kind of contests you could wish to find. He's always there or thereabouts. He's hardly ever run a bad race in his life. And he was a creditable fourth in the Irish St. Ledger in a race which really didn't pan out in his favour, because they quickened basically from 3 out. Even Latrobe and Weekender were caught out in that race. if you go back to the trial race on the 25th of August when he was second to the same horse, that was more like it because they were in a more even tempo that day, and he had Renetti well back in the field. So around about 3-1 top price this morning. I just think the reliability factor with that Twilight Payment could well be the key to that particular prize. On to the 3.25 then, and we should all pay strong attention here to Check My Pulse, who really should be winning this off the back of that victory at Listowel the other day. He shaped really nicely in that good maiden at Leopardstown behind Moshe Katil, and he readily improved as connections thought he might, because there was lots to like about the way he took that particular contest, more so with his attitude that he showed in victory. He really got his head down and he looked as though he really wanted it that day, whereas one or two didn't, including Mafaka and of course All the King's Men, who was a disappointing favourite. Those two, however, are quite useful, and even a rating of 87 could be underplaying his potential further down the line. So I'll be disappointed, as connections would be here and a lot of punters, if Check My Pulse doesn't justifies position in the market there in the 3.25. On to the 4 o'clock then, which is a Group 3 contest over 6 furlongs of Renaissance Stakes, and it'll be lovely to see Gordon Lord Byron win here for Tom Hogan. He's been a globetrotter, he's been a great servant to his stable, and you do wish a horse like this all the goodwill in the world, as it were, but I think he's going to be vulnerable today. He just doesn't win nowadays, even though he's been running really well. The likes of Expert Eye, Battle of Jericho are good horses that he finished second to early on in the season. But you've got to go back a long, long time to find when he last got his head in front. And there are several in this race that could easily come and chin him at the ripe old age of 10, including Carl Burks, unfortunately, who's been just basically outclassed in Group 1 contests so far this season. But if you delve in a little deep into his form and go back and watch the videos, he's actually run quite well in several races that, you know, he's had no chance in. He's been a 50-1 shot, for instance, in the Commonwealth Cup. But he did beat some decent horses home that day, in finishing a creditable 4.5 lengths 10th. He was halfway down the field in the Prix Maurice de Geest. And, you know, this is a huge climb down in class, considering he's been taking, like I say, genuine Group 1 performers. He didn't run too badly the other day at Doncaster, up to the point where he just blatantly didn't stay the trip. 6 furlongs, he's definitely his trip. And with the Carl Burke team continuing excellent form, of course, the last rider they brought over this year was Lauren. So he's definitely got to be respected massively there in that 4 o'clock. On to the 4.35 then. Another race I've got quite a bit of an interest in. I've had a couple of bets in this race. I backed Only Spoofing and Ammonyat, who were first and second respectively in the Troy Town Handicap at Navan the other day. A similar race to this, of course. They went a good gallop that day, courtesy of Mr. Trader. There was definitely no hiding place, and it certainly suited Jed O'Keefe's charge, who was always going best, and he stayed on very nicely in the hands of Sean Davies, of course, who retains the ride. He's just in great nick, this horse, and the decent ground here this afternoon will definitely suit him. And the stiff upper climb in the latter stages will also play into his hands. I think this Ammonyat's a particularly well-handicapped horse, his main market rival here, who chased him home the last day. He just fluffed the start on his second start for Dennis Hogan at the County Meath venue, and he was a good 5 or 6 lengths detached off the pace as they went past the 3 furlong pole. Therefore, I thought he did really well to finish a length within a length of the winner. And with a better break today, and the blinkers have gone on today, I think that's the reason why they see this horse perhaps just being a little bit tardy away, or a little bit lackadaisical in the early part of his race, then I do think he can bridge the gap to certainly get close, or maybe even turn around the form with Only Spoofing. But either way, I think one of these two will win. They should uphold the form with Darley. The rest have obviously got to be respected, but that's definitely the best form line, the best time figure, and I've backed both against the field. On to the 5.05 then, and it's the last of the group races. Obviously, Mount Everest is going to claim all the spotlight here, and quite rightly so. He was good the other day when he won a maiden at the Curran. He was well backed and he strode out beautifully in the latter stages. But the horse further down the line, it really caught the eye on that occasion, and he's gone on to win since Sovereign. I think he's probably the percentage call without the favourite, and you suddenly get better value backing him around about the 2-1 mark to either chase home Mount Everest or actually go and win the race itself, because I don't think he's a complete forlorn hope in this race. I love the way he won at Galway the other day. He was made more use of, clearly grown up from those first two runs. He benefited from the nice ease in the ground, and one would imagine that Donoco O'Brien will have licence just to go on in front here from stall number 2 and make this race and dictate it at his own leisure. If he kicks in the home straight, he could get one or two of these at it. Certainly he's a front runner's track this, so I can only really see Mount Everest being good enough to overhaul him, if indeed he does. So the safety bet is to back, like I say, Sovereign without the favourite there in the 5.05. onto the final race then, and quite a few that you can discount here. Gerline's horses have been absolutely bang out of form for about the thick end of a month and a half. He hasn't had a win in our four. I think it was about these last 40 runners have all got beaten, including an odds on poke at Navan yesterday. So I drew a line through Bucky Larson and Tony Gent. I couldn't fancy Turbine with anyone's money. I mean, he's a very commendable and durable, reliable horse, but he just doesn't win. He hasn't run since 2016. He's on a losing streak of about 25. He's 0-22 on the turf. And he's 7-2. I mean, you've got to be absolutely out off your rocker to back that at that price. So I do think there's some value to be had further down the line. I'm going to put up two against the field. Spidad Shorsha is definitely my number one choice, who finished fourth in the Irish Lincoln in a course race. Irish Cambridge, I beg your pardon, the race that Turbine was third in. But it was a good effort that day, considering that he was probably made a little bit too much use of, and the track probably, the stiff nature of the track caught him out in the latter stages. But this is a track where his run style will definitely be served to better effect. And obviously Ben Cohen is a very eye-catching jockey booking, so he's definitely a player. And the other one I really like here is Dan Temper. Now, this horse defied almost the impossible task the other day at Leopardstown. He was drawn 17 of 17. He went all the way around the outside on the wing, challenging in the home straight. He gave up so much ground, and yet he still won pulling a cart. Obviously, the handicappers tried to intervene. He's put him up £10. And to be fair, he could have done with a better draw here as well in stall 13. But I really do like this horse. I think he's incredibly well handicapped. And I still think he's capable of a good deal more when everything drops in his favour. Hopefully, it'll be again today. So, Spirad Sorcia and Dan Sempra by two against the field there in that final contest. Thanks very much for listening to this edition then of the Irish Racing Podcast. There's plenty of Irish action coming up this week as well with Ross Common on Monday. And there's a good chance I will be covering one of those meetings for you, either Monday, Tuesday or Wednesday. So do stay tuned, and we'll keep you posted as the week progresses. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.